You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Let's sit down with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB. Another chat about the goings-on at RNIB. We've got some politics to talk about today and some events as well. Matt, thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Alan. Nice to meet you.
We are almost into party political conference season again, so a good opportunity to talk about the work that RNIB does there and still some of the background work you do with councillors and MPs, particularly, I suppose, at the moment with the Travel and Transport Report around travel cards, around walking around our streets as well.
Focus nationally, politically, has been on some of the big ticket items, some of the challenges to the government with a few resignations. But, you know, we are in the party conference season. They've started Lib Dems, Labour Party the week after, Tories after that. We've had reform. We have the party conferences in the devolved nations. And clearly, we have a part to play in all of those. Clearly, the Labour Party conferences this year is going to be an important one, a year into government with a lot of critical policies underway. You know, around the NHS 10-year plan, plans on welfare and employment with a new minister and Pat McFadden in there, getting to the employment rights bill, special education needs bill coming in the autumn, ongoing bills around bus and train travel. So, you know, that's an important forum for us to be at and look forward to talking to you about it, Alan, that week when we're there. I think behind the scenes, what goes on, which I think is really important and we have touched on a bit, is just the local contact we have with politicians at every level of the political structure in the UK, and clearly more devolution at the moment into regional mayors, local authorities, picking up more power, devolved nations getting more power. So it's not all about MPs. But behind the scenes, we do work with our policy teams, campaigning teams, you know, regional teams, out in just making that connection, talking to people, getting them to understand issues, getting them to understand our policy position, understand what they can do locally or influence nationally. So just some things that we've been doing in the last week. We were out meeting with Warwickshire County Council officers to discuss the importance of inclusive street designs, which is really important. We've done a lot recently on the In My Way report, which came out a couple of weeks ago, which we've talked about already. But again, you know, we're still obviously getting benefit from that and using that as a platform to talk to people. We took a company called Phil Jones Associates out for a guided walk in Longbridge, discussing around the impact of sort of street design on blind and partially sighted people. We've had Tom Gordon, who is a Lib Dem MP for Harrogate and Knaresborough up in Yorkshire, making a contribution in Parliament on buses and talking about how you can should pull forward the 9:30 a.m. sort of start time for people to use a sort of disability bus pass, you know, because as we know, that's a challenge in people getting to work more easily, which, you know, is a nonsense. And we're trying to get more people in the country into work and should be encouraging people to most easily get to work, you know, at times where averagely people might commute. So I think MP lobbying, working with local county councils, working with people who inform some of the national infrastructure quietly goes on week in, week out. Often unglamorous, often doesn't lead to instant gratification, but actually all adds up to us informing some of these big national questions. And at some point it does come to a head, as we've seen at the moment, where we're getting interest around our input into the NHS 10-year plan. We've got meetings and agreement to be able to input to the bus bill, and it all comes from this sort of grassroots work that works up. So, you know, whilst we're a bit focused on the party conference season, the work goes on behind the scenes to just keep making us influential and relevant in a sort of local way.
I want to sort of pull us back to RNIB's head office, the Grimaldi building. I know when we talked way back, when you were talking about the design of Grimaldi, you wanted it to be the most accessible building for blind and partially sighted people that it could be. You wanted it to be for customer service users, the public to come in and use as well. And events was a big thing. You wanted somewhere to actually bring the powers that be, if you like, the movers and the shakers to RNIB's HQ. And you've had quite a few events for September as well. A few of those already happened, and more still to come.
I think everyone's diaries get pretty full in September because they're all back from holiday, but we've had three events in Grimaldi in London. This was exactly what we tried to do, and it's the same across all our buildings. We're great in the devolved nations, you know, up at the opening of Hillside in Edinburgh, as you were, Alan, a month ago. Again, a great platform where we're really welcoming to a lot of people across the Scottish sort of scene. So in our London office, we've had three events too, which have happened, and one's coming up. We had the Joshua Bratt Scene Photography Exhibition with a little reception, and all the subjects of those photographs were there, plus a variety of other partners. It was a really successful evening. And then we were open over the weekend, actually, and had about 200 people came in. We were blown away, actually, by how many people just came up to the building. They read it in Sunday Times, or it was listed in Time Out, I think, or they word of mouth, and we publicised it through our social media. And actually, we got a ton of really interesting people who turned up, which has led to all sorts of avenues for us from the event, you know, to take the photographs maybe on the road, take them to different places, use them for different purposes, all of which, you know, is above and beyond what we originally thought we might get from the event. You played a starring role this week, Alan, in the Accessible Media Symposium, where we hosted over a couple of days a variety of really influential global partners from the world of media, you know, BBC, Channel 4, Netflix, alongside some of the big tech companies, and Google played a fairly visible role, clearly. And again, we could bring those people together and I think start to make those connections, which in that context is really going to advance the whole principle of improving accessibility to media and culture, arts and sport, current affairs, through a group of people, as I mentioned, across media and the technological worlds. And again, us having a space in London where we've got the room to do this and we've got the capability is exactly what we should be doing, you know, really being open for business, being up for change, wanting to make things happen, and able to pull together a variety of partners who might not have made contact with each other without the RNIB sitting in the middle. We've got one more event in September where we're talking to the innovation we've been working on with WeWalk and assisted canes, the technology that goes into that. And again, really interesting room full of people, about 55 people coming to that. So I think those three events, whilst they're very different and it's only 1 month in the year, show what we're trying to do as the RNIB, which is to be very curious, very interested, very interesting, be on the front foot, make things happen, and crucially, I think, follow up beneficially. It's not just about hosting the event. The event is the sort of means to the end, not the end in itself. And the end is getting some really beneficial, impactful outcome out of it for blind and partially sighted people.
The Symposium on Accessible Media, I was convening that and I ran one of the round tables as well. It was great to hear, as you say, Matt, the big names in the room coming to RNIB, not because they have to, because they want to, looking to drive things like audio description, accessible platforms even further. And some of the guys in there, Google's and the Netflix, were actually asking if RNIB could help with certain things as well. So really showing how well RNIB is thought of as not just a third sector charity, but an organisation that can help deliver things, not just their services, but for these businesses. And they are businesses at the end of the day, but they understand the part that they can play.
I don't want to overclaim. I mean, clearly these conversations, we don't move to instant gratification. Clearly lots of effort's got to go in. We don't own those people's budgets and resources. But I think what we can do is make people come together for really positive conversation, share ideas in a way that can get through things quicker, add our own insight, which is massively valuable to all the partners we've mentioned, and get to a point whereby we've got actions to take away from these meetings to follow through to make a real difference. And a number of people in the room, people we've been working with for a bit. So, for example, we've been working with the University of Surrey and the BBC on AI for audio description. That's got to a point, and then I think there was a conversation about that this week, which allows us to take that on another level by another partner coming in and helping. So it's sort of slowish work in a sense that you don't fix it overnight. But without us doing that initial work, having this meeting to bring some people together who might not have normally met each other to talk on these topics, now you do act as a catalyst for positive change, I think. And you know, really pleased that we had the event. And as I've been saying to the team in the last 24 hours, we now need to sort of really drive the follow-up so that we get the real benefit going forwards out of what was a really successful couple of days.
Indeed. And as you say, Matt, still more to come as well. Now, if you'd like to find out more about RNIB's services or you'd like to check out the website, there's more on the Scene exhibition, actually, that you can get the online accessible tour around there as well. Head to rnib.org.uk. You can also call the helpline on 0303 123 999, or if you have a smart speaker, just ask it to contact RNIB's helpline. We're out of time again, Matt, but catch up with you again next week, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, my pleasure, Alan, and great to talk about some of these really positive things that we've started the autumn with. Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.